USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Florida, appointed by former President Donald Trump, declared that the Biden administration's COVID-19 mask mandate for public transportation is unlawful, invalidating a regulation that requires travelers in the United States to mask up on airplanes, trains, taxis, buses, and other forms of public transit. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley on the ruling.
The judge here really delivered a body blow to the administration and said that, you know, the public has a right to be heard, as does the industry.
The U.S. military is set to start training Ukrainian troops on how to operate new weapons being sent to the war-torn country. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying the training will take place outside Ukraine, but he didn't say where. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Human traffickers are seeking new and creative ways to smuggle people into the United States. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The newest tool for human traffickers to get their people into the United States is American teenagers. The Open Border Policy and social media's recruitment platform, Border Patrol Officer Rivera on One America News explains.
Predominantly Mexican juveniles as foot guides or as coyotes. Recently, about, you know, fiscal year 21 and on, we've seen an increase of our encounters when it comes to drivers, U.S. citizen teenage drivers.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she has no plans to shut down the state, even though the number of COVID cases continues to rise. The governor saying she's going to focus on protecting both New Yorkers and the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
West Virginia AG Patrick Morrissey announces his office has reached a $99 million settlement with Janssen Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, an opioid drug maker involved in the state's opioid crisis. The attorney general says he's very happy with this outcome.
We're pleased with the settlement because we think it represents a major step forward to start to get money in the door to help West Virginians who have been devastated by the opioid epidemic.
Morrissey saying it will provide significant help to those affected. This amount is more than double Janssen's national settlement proposal of $48 million. Shawnee State University in Ohio will pay $400,000 in damages and attorney fees for punishing philosophy professor Nick Merriweather after he declined a transgender student's demand to be referred to as a female. Speaking on Fox News, the professor says the university violated his rights.
And initially the administration was willing to go along with that, but then the administration changed course and demanded that I defer to the ideology, that I refer to the student as a female, and I simply could not do that. I thought it was an egregious assault on my freedom of speech and my religious beliefs.
No winner in Saturday night's Powerball, the jackpot for Monday night, now sits at over $328 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.